From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. More and more American children have a condition that can hurt their ability to make friends, threaten their health, and may even shorten their lives. The condition is they're simply too fat. Earlier this month, Surgeon General David Satcher said that at least 13% of all the children in the U.S. are overweight. He urged schools and communities to address the problem. He wants them to provide more physical education, healthier school lunches, and safer playgrounds. Satcher also called on parents to become healthy role models for their children, and that's the focus of a program at the University of Buffalo. It requires children to team up with their parents to change their lifestyles, and it's proven to have long-term results. NPR's Vicky Kuei spent a day with a family enrolled in this program.
It's 7 o'clock in the morning in suburban Buffalo, and 11-year-old Judd Heisler is sitting at the family breakfast table, putting on clean socks. Beside him is his younger brother Jordan, and rattling around in the kitchen is her father, Bill Heisler, who's making breakfast.
Jordan, you want cereal, scrambled egg?
I love scrambled egg.
I love scrambled egg. Judd, you can have a
bowl of cakes and sliced apple.
A little apple.
Heisler opens a cupboard and chooses a box of cereal. Then he pulls two measuring cups from a drawer, one for the skim milk, another for the cereal.
One cup.
That's 120
calories. The serving size, one cup.
This is precision eating, and it's new at the Heisler home. Several months ago, breakfast for Judd was a bowl full of sugar-coated cereal, drowning in milk. That was before Judd and his family decided to overhaul practically everything about the way they eat to help Judd lose weight. At just over 5'2" and about 175 pounds, Judd says his weight problems began 3 years ago when he was in the third grade.
Like, I was called fat boy, pig, things like that.
Teasing is a common problem among overweight children and can leave them isolated, even depressed. Judd says fifth grade was the worst. He gained 40 pounds. Friends turned on him.
And they got in with the cooler people, and they told him, in order to play with us or something, you have to do this. And they did it because they wanted to be with everybody else.
Watching Judd go through this was hard on his parents, but they didn't know what to do. Should they put Judd on a diet? Maybe he just hadn't hit his growth spurt yet. They didn't want to hurt Judd's self-esteem even more. And Judd's mother, Gail, struggled with her own weight. How could she help Judd when she hadn't been able to lose weight herself? Then Judd's pediatrician told the Heislers that their son was at risk for diabetes, high blood pressure, and heart disease. The pediatrician sent them to Dr. Leonard Epstein, a professor of pediatrics and psychology at the University of Buffalo. Epstein has worked with overweight children for nearly 25 years. He says the best time to intervene is between the ages of 8 and 12, when kids are active, still growing, and have fewer fat cells than adults.
So if you start with kids early enough, you're not only helping them shrink fat cells that are there, but you're helping them prevent the development of new cells.
And children's behavior isn't as ingrained as adults. They're more malleable. But there's a catch. Kids rarely change on their own. That's why Epstein says to help a child lose weight, you have to start with the parents.
It's obvious that parents could be part of the reason why the kids are overweight, and we felt it might be very challenging for kids to make sustained changes if everyone else in the family are doing the opposite.
So Epstein won't let a child sign up for his weight loss program unless at least one parent enrolls as well. The program is called the Stoplight Diet. It uses color coding to teach kids and their parents how to make better choices about what they eat and how much. There are monthly weigh-ins and peer support groups for the kids. For the adults, there are parenting classes where they learn to switch off the TV and get the kids to exercise using praise and rewards. The program lasts for 8 months and starts with a simple step, snacks.
I used to have backup snacks.
It's now afternoon at the Heislers. Gail Heisler throws open two large kitchen cupboards where she used to keep the chips, cookies, and candy bars.
Two kids couldn't run out of snacks, so I had this whole cupboard full of backup snacks. So as soon as a bag of chips was out, a new bag could be taken from the upper cupboard.
Both cupboards are now nearly empty. The family has been enrolled in Epstein's program for 2 months. After-school snacks in this house now consist of apples, grapes, and raisins. Epstein says a third of the daily calories the children in his program take in come from snacking on junk food. He says it's a major reason why obesity among children in this country has doubled in the last 2 decades. Getting rid of the high-calorie snacks was perhaps hardest on Gail. Food is one way she shows her family how much she cares. Her first lesson on the stoplight diet was learning not to give so much. The second lesson was how to make better decisions about the food she buys. During a late afternoon trip to the grocery store, Gail and the kids navigate their way through with a new focus.
I mean, I spend a lot more time in the produce department now than I ever used to, and a lot less time in frozen food and prepared meals. So it's a change for us. You want to pick out apples?
They pick out apples, lettuce, carrots, peas, broccoli, limes, and raisins. Then it's on to the other aisles. The process is slow. Judd and his mother read the labels on every item, studying the calories, fat content, and ingredients. They match their foods to the colors of Dr. Epstein's stoplight diet. High-calorie foods like soda are red and should be stopped. Yellow foods such as cereal have fewer calories but should be eaten with caution. And green foods, which include most vegetables, get the go-ahead. Judd says the diet also teaches how to choose foods that are more filling, so he's less hungry, less likely to snack.
Do you know Swedish fish? They're little gummy fish. You can have 7 of those, or you can have a cup of cottage cheese and an apple and a peach for 150 calories.
But Judd is still tempted. This time, it's chocolate chip cookies, thick, fudgy, and golden brown, calling him from a giant end-of-aisle display, topped with a poster of chubby little elves. Judd simply can't help staring. He still craves sugary foods.
For an example, I was looking at the grocery store ad and I saw donuts, like buy one, get one free. I'm like, oh my God, I want those. And then me and my mom support each other. Like I saw them and she said, you don't need these. And she'll look at these cashew nuts and I'll be like, but you don't need those, but we should get carrots and something like that.
But this mother-son partnership, which is essential to Epstein's diet, didn't come easy for Gail and Judd. In the beginning, things were combative. Judd lacked willpower, so Mom played food police.
He would come home and open the fridge or, you know, just a kid ravaging around in the cupboards, and I'd say, what are you getting now? And he'd snap back at me, I'm not even getting anything, I'm just looking.
Now, she says, they police one another. They cheer each other on when they step on the scale, and they remind each other to exercise. Gail drives Judd to soccer twice a week, and Judd sometimes goes with Gail to her 6 o'clock aerobics class, which she attends 2 to 3 times a week. These new activities take up a lot of time, and that's where Judd's father comes in. When Gail and Judd started the diet, he changed his work schedule so he can be home to watch Judd's little brother, Jordan, and make dinner.
All right. You get your cooking right away here, Gailie?
Yep.
As Judd and his mom arrive home, Bill Heisler is finishing tonight's low-fat, low-cal meal. Dinner used to mean McDonald's a couple nights a week. Now the Heislers prepare all their meals so they can control the ingredients. Tonight it's chicken with broccoli and other vegetables served over plain rice and a salad. Every ingredient, down to the salad dressing, is precisely measured and counted.
12 grams of fat for French.
I think that's what I'm going to have.
French? Well, we've got Italian back here. Let's look at that. Italian's probably the best, right, Mom? Is Italian the best?
But once they sit down, they have to make an adjustment. 7-year-old Jordan isn't quite playing by the rules.
Okay, is Jordan's chicken ready to come to the table?
Yeah, he has a little honey to dip it in. Jordan loves chicken fingers dipped in honey or chicken nuggets dipped in honey. So we just use the skinless, boneless chicken cooked now, and he dips it in honey and just is happy.
To get him to eat his broccoli, his mother puts Cheese Whiz on it. Clearly a red food and off limits to Gail and Judd. Dr. Epstein says it's often hard to get everyone in a family to go along, which means dieters like Judd have to work even harder. So right after dinner, he uses a tape recorder to keep track of everything he's eaten, a sort of audio food diary.
Morning breakfast, one bowl serving size of Kix.
Today was a good diet day for Judd and his mom. These lifestyle changes don't come easy, but if the Heisler stick to them, Dr. Leonard Epstein says the results should be worth it. Most obese kids grow up to be obese adults. According to Epstein's research, kids who diet with a parent stand a better chance at lessening these odds. Epstein compared kids who did his program with their parents to kids who dieted alone. Initially, all the kids lost weight. After 10 years, though, Epstein found that the children who dieted with a parent were on average less obese. The other children were more overweight than when they started. Epstein also says kids who lose weight are healthier and happier. They make friends, join sports teams. A visit back to the Heislers bears some of this out. Judd and his mother have now been on the diet for 7 months. Gail has dropped 23 pounds, and Judd has lost almost 15. At 160, he says he feels healthier and can run faster in soccer.
My dad said, think of it this way. You were carrying a 12-pound pack of potatoes on your back, running down the field. You took that off, and you can move a lot faster now.
And at school, the teasing has stopped. He's making friends, taking more of an interest in his appearance. He recently bleached his hair yellow blonde and got it cut so it's spiky on top, and he's wearing trendier clothes. Something else has changed. He and his mother's relationship is even stronger.
We're losing weight together. We are always talking. We're filling out habit books together. We're shopping together, doing a lot of things.
We've always been close, but as he's becoming a teenager, it's more likely that, we won't be as close. And this is helping at least get through the preteen part of it.
It's like, I'll support her, she'll support me, and we go to victory.
New challenges lie ahead. It's colder outside, harder for Judd to exercise. And in January, Judd moves to the next phase of Dr. Epstein's diet, when he goes independent. No more regular support groups or weigh-ins. But Judd won't face this alone. He'll have his mother and the rest of his family to help him stay on track and live a healthier lifestyle. Vicki Kuei, NPR News, Buffalo.
You can find more information on the Stoplight Diet on our website, npr.org.